7A. How could you do that? I don't believe this. Ginny joins Barbara and Pete at their favourite cafe. Is there trouble ahead?
Hi, how's it going? Can I buy you both a coffee?
We're okay, thanks. We already got ours. I haven't seen you for ages.
Oh, I've been really busy at school, homework, exams and stuff. How are you, Pete?
Me? I'm fine, for a Maori. Go and buy yourself a coffee.
What's that supposed to mean? Are you trying to be unfriendly or are you just having a bad day?
Why don't you ask Gary? He's your new boyfriend, isn't he?
Gary? Gary who? Gary Megson, the class bully? Or who are you talking about? I would never cheat on you anyway.
Gary told Pete that you had made racist comments about Maori people in the history lesson. Tell us it's not true.
What? Never. That's rubbish. He's a liar. I gave a talk on New Zealand history. That's all. Gary's got problems in a big way. He's just envious of your good looks and personality, Pete. He's got a crush on me. He's just trying to hurt you.
There, I knew it. Cheer up, Pete. Kiss and hugs time.
Oh, behave yourselves. People are looking at us. Stop hugging me. Did you know, Ginny, that Gary put a picture of you on the net?
You're kidding me. What kind of a picture?
Where's my phone? Ah, here. Have a look. See for yourselves.
Look at that. He should be ashamed of himself. How could he do that?
He can't put a picture of me on the net without my permission. Where did he get that photo from?
Oh, maybe at the school Christmas party. Remember? He took pictures there, didn't he? So he could have taken it himself. What does the text say?
My latest girlfriend, Ginny. She's mine and I'm hers. Now you know why I was so upset.
I don't believe this. It's a scandal. Wait until I see him.
You are not going to believe this, but Gary just came in.